Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Zan Diggity, Road to Victory Podcast. Welcome. Wipe your feet. Wipe your feet before you come in here. Wipe everything out. I need you listening with a clear mind. You know, we're gonna gravitate to the next level. We're gonna ascend to the next level. We're gonna level up to the next level. Let's get it. We're gonna do it together, man. First and foremost, I hope you find this message with love. Hope you find this message with care. I hope this message make you more powerful than belief. Go for it. Next, I want to apologize for last week. I did a little Kanye rant. A little Kanye West rant and stuff like that. And some people feel me. It's some people don't. It's some truth to it. And for some parts, it's not totally true. But I'm disappointed in myself, y'all. Come on, I was raised better than this. Come on, my standard. I'm disappointed in myself because my standard and my expectation of myself should be way higher than that. Come on, man. We got to hold each other accountable. We got to hold each other accountable. Come on. I know somebody out there hear me. You know, when you, and this goes for everybody, when you walk into the room, if your foundation is solid, it does, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. So I'm disappointed in myself for not having my foundation solid. I'm pissed off. I let it get to me. I let it affect me. Because my foundation wasn't on point. You know, from this, we'll grow from here. But really, man, and this goes for everybody out there, man. Somebody, I don't know who need to hear this, but people opinions of you is not your reality. Someone's opinion of you is not your reality. So regardless what somebody may think, it's not true. You know, we going facts over feelings today, y'all. Facts over feelings. You know, I want to tap into the best version of myself. I want you to tap into the best version of you. So you can reach a place in your life where finances don't matter. You know, your faith is good. Your fitness is good. Speaking of fitness, today, officially, I announce I'm down 100 pounds, y'all. 100 pounds. I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. I don't know you, man. Go that way. Nah. But, you know, losing 100 pounds to be able to look down and see everything, you know, it's such a journey. It's like a year and a half in the making. I'm proud of myself. You know, what I'm not trying to do is go out to celebrate with food. So that's one thing I kind of got good at switching up. And stuff like that. But yeah, 100 pounds. All right, let's get into it. Enough about me. Y'all don't come to this podcast to hear about my life. You come to this podcast to get full. And with that being said, we are going to focus on the principles of, you know, just living a good life. Just living a good life, man. You know, my uncle, most kindest, most selfless, great heart. You know, raised nothing but daughters and took in a bunch of foster kids. And I asked my uncle, I'm like, how? 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 how are you? You. And he just simply replied. He says, hey, man, this is all due to my mother. My mother told me, always try to do the right thing. What if we stuck to that motto? What if we said, let's always try to do the right thing? It may not be right, but at least we try to get right. Always try to do the right thing. Always. What does that mean for you? For me, always try to do the right thing. It's like, you either go left or right. You go left or right. And you have that choice, that decision. It's yours. It's yours. You know, I think back to where I'm at in life now to, you know, being an adolescent kid and, you know, always going left. You know, because going right at the time, for me, going right ain't never make sense. So it was like always terrible decisions. Like, all right, we could stay in the house or we could go outside and steal. we could go around. We could, you know, learn to play chess. Or we could go around the projects and beat people and just fight. Just fighting around the projects. You know, always try to do the right thing. And I'm at a point in my life where, you know, I don't have a lot of room for error. I don't have room for error. So it's like it's mandatory to do the right thing. And for you guys out there, while you still have a choice, choose wisely. Choose wisely, because there's going to come a day when you don't have a choice. You know, a man goes to the doctor says, in due time, you're not a young man no more. So in due time, you know, stuff is not going to stop working properly. Like if your intake of sugar, you know, that's going to mess you up. Sugar. It'll blow you up and give you diabetes, you know, long term. You mess with cheese block your arteries. He said you mess with cheese block your arteries. You know, you don't groom yourself, cut your nails and stuff like that. You will lose your toes. It's like, what about my private part? Oh, that's going to go by itself. Oh, that's going to go by itself. But for real, choose while you still can. You know, I can't eat certain things. I can't drink at all. You know, and it's all because my decision making. You know, now I'm at a point in my life where it's just fire decisions, godly decisions. You know, I'm focused on making that permanent, y'all. Making it permanent. Another thing I want to get into, moving along, I hope that stuck with you for real. That's where, you know, for me, that's where our depression and, you know, our so-called bad days come in. It's when, you know, we're piling up on negative stuff and we expecting something positive to happen, which is ridiculous. But moving along, you know, I had this thing, kind of breaks my heart, right? So me and my day ones, been friends for over 30 years. It's a bunch of us, grew up in the same environment, same projects, and stuff like that. And I heard this before, I recently heard this, and it kind of hit me, you know, 30 years of friendship. We done everything together except build each other up, except make money with each other, but and take each other to the next level, you know, come together collectively and focus on something. But at the same time, you know, my friends' jobs are, and in this crazy world, we come to each other to relieve stress. It's like a safe haven, right? So no matter what type of day you had, no matter what you're going through, you know, I could call one of my boys and feel free of it. No matter what it is, I could call one, and that's their superpower. But what breaks my heart is that we never really came together and done something that's bigger than us. You know, we all fly solo. We all fly solo when it comes to these departments, and I wish we could just come together, but it's like herding cats. I know you heard of herding sheets, but have you ever tried herding cats? But yeah, man, you know, learning to fly, man. I really, really want to learn to fly, and I want all of us to learn to fly, but some of us, we're so programmed to what our legs do, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't have to stretch ourselves, we don't. Man, I almost died. I want everything out of life, man. I want it. If I do die, I died on empty, no time wasted. Let's go, man. Let's go. I got a lot of, you know, I wouldn't say I got a lot of catching up to do in my life, but, you know, for me, it was when the student is ready, the teacher will come. When the student is ready, the teacher will come. Don't worry. We're gonna upgrade this podcast. We're gonna make it so that you are really, really touched by these episodes. Like, hair is just like me. It's more so for me than you. It's more therapeutic and getting everything out. Getting the old stuff out so I could put the new stuff in, you know. But I won't take all your time, especially when my email's going crazy. So I'll leave you with this, man. Be kind to yourself and be great. Road to Victory Podcast. Peace.